If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. I'm trying, aren't I? What more can I do? Who threw that? Stop it! All of you! Piss off! In the name of Gaius! Gaius!
Gaius! Why can't those soldiers exercise a little more patience? Perhaps we could explain things to them.
What? That our time's nearly up and we still have no way to pay them?
Gaius, where are you?
In here!
They are one step away from revolution out there.
I know! Where have you been?
Fighting a salad, looks like.
Stopping Cleopatra from catching the first tide back to Egypt after he insulted her this morning.
She tried to have me killed!
Oh, stop living in the past.
What?
You brought her here to solve our problems, and thanks to me, she's still willing to do it. Give her something decent. Apologize.
Apologize?
What else can you do? If you had any proof against Cleo, you'd have used it by now. I bet you haven't even tortured that girl yet.
No, I haven't. I've been somewhat distracted by your thugs outside.
My thugs?
They're your soldiers.
With your training.
What? You're saying this is my fault now?
No, of course not. It's just, we're so close. Rome has the money. It's just all stuffed under the mattress. And those bastards in the Senate refused to fish it out.
I expect half of them hoped we'd lose the war in the first place.
Lycoponius. You can tell he's still fuming about it. Imagine him coughing up the cash.
He'd rather sell his wife and kids.
Please, take my family. I can always get another one.
Gods, to think that Julie's dead. But a walking sack of dirt like a pony is still around.
Yes. Pity we can't kill him.
Yeah, get our hands on his loot.
That's one way to pay off an army.
Nice hat. I'll be having that.
Sorry, you want a pay rise? I'll just go and kill a senator.
Pity things are never that easy, isn't it, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although...
Hypothetically?
Yeah, hypothetically. Just for fun, who would you kill first?
Mm-hmm.
Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 18, Hit List.
Here, get that down, you.
Thanks, Quintus. Did you water this down at all?
No.
Good.
How are you doing?
I can't even. We were two women, you know? Just two women in this whole enormous world. What difference would it have made to the gods to let us be happy?
I didn't know you were religious.
Well, I need somebody to blame. She tried to kill my brother.
I dare say she didn't want to.
She had a choice.
Did she? You make choices every day. Not everybody can. The day I earned my freedom, though it should never have been necessary, it wasn't about running a theatre company. It was about at last having the right to make my own choices. It's the most important right there is. That's also why it's so boring to see you making the wrong choice.
What do you mean?
Charmian's in prison facing certain death and you're mooching around an empty stage getting pissed.
There's nothing I can do.
Isn't there? Or do you just fancy yourself as the tortured artist with the tragic backstory?
What?
A lifetime of privilege and now you've finally got something to complain about. How marvellous.
Quintus!
Are you going to let other people write this play for you or are you going to get up and finish it yourself?
Huh.
I've seen the way she looks at you.
Is it nauseating?
Entirely.
Good. Thanks, Quintus.
Mwah. Mwah. Mwah.
No, really. Thank you. I needed that.
Now, shut up and let's rescue your girlfriend.
Right, what's the plan? Back door? Dig from below? Attack from above?
No, impractical and impossible.
Well, what do you suggest? Just march up to the front door and demand they let her go?
Funny you should say that.
Hey, Quintus. Got your message. Oh! Hey, Octavia.
Antulus, what brings you here?
Well, he does.
I thought breaking Charmian out of prison may require extra help.
Yeah. What can I do?
You can march right up to the front door and demand they let her go.
What? You're mad. I can't do that.
Maybe not. But I do believe you're looking more like your father every day.
Huh? Octavia, do you understand what he's on about?
I'm beginning to. But will it work?
Hard to say. But no sensible plan would stand a chance. So we might as well try something outrageous.
Who's that? Who's that tribute? You know the one. What's his name?
Salvius?
Yeah, him. Snivelling little twerp.
Oh, how about Lucius and Alice?
Yes, lop his head off.
Why don't we like Annalise?
He always voted against me.
Plus, Fulvia went to one of his parties, and her dress was the same fabric as his curtains. She was spitting teeth!
I say, speaking of parties,
Yes?
Well, my birthday party. You said I could have it at yours.
Oh, yes.
I've written out a guest list. For the invites and so on.
Hey, let's have a look. Ha! There's a few blokes here we could do without. A proper bunch of wankers.
Yeah, it's most amusing.
When you see their names written down like that, you realise how many senators are a waste of space.
Hey, Lepidus, draw up a new one. Death list.
Really?
Oh, yes. We mustn't lose a word of this to posterity.
A dark sense of humour you've got. So, it was Aponius, Salvius, Annalise...
You know who else? Ligarius. He's a traitor and a coward.
What did he do?
Conspired against Julie, then called in sick to the actual murder. So he's lazy too! Oh, how about Silo?
Traitor. Naso.
Traitor. Decius.
Traitor. Masala.
Traitor!
This is all just a bit of fun, isn't it, chaps? Eh?
Relax, old boy. Just letting off steam. Let's crack another bottle open. What do you say?
Oh, yes. Why not?
Okay, the prison's around the corner. And tell us how you're feeling.
Terrible! My dad'll kill me!
Shut up and hold still. Another few dabs on the cheekbones.
You really are a wizard, Quintus. He looks 2 decades older.
The 5 o'clock shadow's doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
This won't work.
Don't forget the eye bags. He has to look hungover.
Why?
It gives you an excuse if you seem a bit weird. Though, try not to be.
And done. You won't fool his best friend, but I think you'll do.
Are you kidding? He looks incredible.
I feel stupid.
Great. Just like your dad. Now, say something. Anything. Order a drink.
Oh, can I have a drink?
As your dad would.
Oh, wine, please. Hold the water.
No. The whole city's heard him speak. The voice has to be right.
Antelus, think yourself into the role. You're a middle-aged posh boy, hiding your roots in an accent fooling nobody, getting by on booze and bravado.
And lots of bullshit.
Okay. Right.
Oi. Wine. No piss in it.
Yes! Again!
Fear is for plebs. You want to be around men? Then join the army.
Amazing!
A star is born.
Now remember to walk with confidence. A real swagger. He literally owns this city. And if in doubt,
bullshit. I'll be with you all the way.
Okay. Wish me luck, Octavia. Here goes nothing.
Come on, open up.
Yes.
Hello, me old son. I'm Mark Anthony, and this is my guard.
Evening.
I need to see a prisoner. The one who tried to kill Caesar.
You're Mark Antony?
Yes.
The Mark Antony?
Yes.
All right, you are, sir. Come this way.
How was that?
Good first read. Now for the real thing.
Amazing! We should have a session like this every day.
Ooh. Could we have Plotius?
What's wrong with Plotius?
Last year, he didn't come to my birthday party. Ruined the seating plan. He's not on the list this year, let me tell you.
Fair enough. On he goes. And you know what? I'm going there. Cicero.
Cicero?
Always hated him. Snooty little prick looking down his nose at me.
And his speeches go on for hours.
We couldn't have Cicero, he's far too famous.
Well, you should have seen how happy he was when they killed your dad.
Julius was a great man.
And my friend.
We know.
I saw Cicero at the funeral. He was beaming from ear to ear. The only reason he never stuck a knife into Julie was because even the traitors didn't want him in their gang.
Lepidus put him on the list. And had his brother too.
Good lad. How many's that?
It's about 12. An even dozen.
So, Salvius must be worth at least 20 million. There's the villa in Tuscany and the house in... Yes. And the others must have at least 20, 30, 40 million apiece. And Cicero...
He's loaded.
Owns estates all over Italy.
So that's... Plus his other assets, he must be worth at least... Those 12 names alone would be worth nearly 300 million.
Is that enough to...
Pay the army? Oh, yeah. And get them all pissed for a year.
Could fund a few building projects.
If you like.
Either way, our problems are solved.
Would be, old man, would be solved.
Oh, yes. Of course.
What were you thinking?
Dangerous thoughts, Mark. Dangerous thoughts.
Prisoner hasn't given us any trouble, sir. She just sits there, looking glum.
I see.
Brings the old mood down, I suppose.
Well, Yeah, exactly. Here we are, girl. Visitors.
Visitors. I'm sure I'm on it too.
Look, sir, she remembers you.
Naturally she does, for I am Mark Antony.
I...
Anyway, that, sir, all right. So, I would now like you to release the prisoner into my custody, mate.
Yes, sir. If I could just see your requisition form.
Requisition form? Oh,
When in doubt...
Oh, I mean, requisition form? Listen here, you dribbling prat. My face is the requisition form. I'm General Mark Antony, Master of the Horse, Triumvir of Rome. So, are you going to give me the prisoner, or am I going to show you exactly where you can shove your requisition form?
Oh, no. That won't be necessary. You know how it is. Rules and regs. Right, you. Out.
No need to shout.
Has she been harmed in any way?
Not yet, sir. But if you like, I'll...
No! That'll be fine. Good job.
And away we go. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I just wanted to say I was in the crowd when you gave your funeral speech for Julius Caesar. Big fan, sir. Big fan.
Oh. Thanks. You know, it's blokes like you that make this all worthwhile.
Get off the stage.
Yep.
Keep walking. Don't run.
That was stupid and reckless. I can't believe you did this.
You didn't think we'd leave you to rot in there, did you?
Round this corner and we can breathe.
So, how was I?
You got the part. National tour.
I guess a career in the arts has some practical uses.
You really did this? For me?
Well, we're actors. We didn't have much else to do. Now then.
Charmian.
Oh.
It worked. You're free.
Am I?
We should get you to safety.
I'll go alone.
What? No, it's too dangerous.
Alone, I'm invisible. And quick.
And together, we're conspicuous. She's right, Octavia.
Can you give us a moment?
Sure.
We'll go look out for guards.
Charmian.
You were behind this. What's the point? I don't have anywhere to go.
We can protect you.
I was an assassin, and now I'm a fugitive as well. I can't stay in Rome. I can't go back to Cleopatra.
Why?
Because the penalty for failure is death. And thanks to you, I failed her pretty damn often.
So what will you do?
Run. It's all I can do. I better start.
No, wait. I have something for you.
I don't want it.
It's a play. It's for you. I wrote it for you.
I don't know how to read it.
Just take it, please.
Octavia!
Fine. I've got to go.
Goodbye. Charmian! Charmian!
You know what makes me sick? Most of these men conspired against my father, and they're still here. Strutting around, deciding policy, eating dinner.
You could say that about half the Senate at least.
And if we'd moved against them all, we'd have been forced straight back into another civil war.
Too late now.
Without an army.
Without money.
And Cleopatra's got us over a barrel. It's all such a waste of time. We could be doing so much.
Okay, imagine this. Army's paid, clean deck. What's top of your agenda? What's the dream?
Tax reform.
Tax reform? That's what gets you hard at night, tax reform.
Yes. We're losing money all over the place. Everyone's out on the take. We need a census. Clear out corruption, make sure everyone's paying their fair share. And we break Rome into districts with their own supervisors, so they can see what the people need, like defense against fire and flooding. We know they happen. Let's prepare for them. Let's prevent crime instead of shrugging our shoulders and letting it happen. Let's clean the streets and the Tiber and we'll build new roads, new temples, new aqueducts. Let's take a city made of stone and turn it into marble. A place we can be proud of for centuries to come.
What about you, Mark?
I want a swimming pool full of wine.
Enter.
I come with a message from the prison.
Charmian, the assassin, has been released into the personal custody of Triumvir Mark Antony.
What?
Me? But I've been here all evening.
Yes, sir, I know.
How do you know?
Earlier, I threw a tomato at you on your way in, sir.
What?
Oh, get out! Tell the duty guard I'll deal with him later.
Caesar?
Someone's head will roll for this.
Cleopatra's, perhaps?
You think she's behind it?
Who else? Obviously, she bribed the guard and put Mark's name on it to try and divide us. Ah! Her servant will be safely back on our barge by now.
Well, we've still got an army out there baying for our blood.
Oh, gosh. What do we do?
The list.
What?
The death list.
What about it?
12 men. Kill them, take their cash, and our problems go away.
Yes, but that was a joke, wasn't it? Just a joke. We're joking.
I don't rate us being torn apart by the army as a very good joke.
How would we do it?
Cleo used an assassin. So can we. Fulvia can pull a few strings. She knows where the action is.
Oh, she does she?
12 quick deaths, and by morning, it could all be over. We'd be safe, rich, and laughing our heads off.
Now, Mark, stop it. It's obscene. Gaius, tell him. Gaius?
I heard you.
Mate, think of the Republic. All those things you want to do. Think of the people. Do they mean less to you than 12 men who ought to be locked up anyway?
Erastus!
Caesar?
I have a list of names. Take it immediately to the Lady Fulvia.
Yeah, she'll know what to do.
Where is the list, sir?
Lepidus, hand it over.
No! No, Gaius, I won't. I can't. I will not be a party to murder.
Oh, yes, you will. You wrote the list. It's in your handwriting.
Oh, but we all...
The list, Lepidus.
Please.
Oh, I'll do it. Here you are, Erastus. Off you go.
Caesar.
Did we really just...
Yes. We made the hard choice. For the Republic.
For the Republic.
For the Republic.
Now try. I find this new land reform bill strangely arousing.
I find this new land reform bill strangely arousing.
This will never get old.
My mum says if I don't shape up, I'll never be like my father. I guess tonight I proved her wrong.
Just not the way she was expecting. What do you say, Octavia?
Hmm? Yeah, definitely. You smashed it.
Are you okay?
Yes, yeah. You know, our next play is down one leading lady, so we should probably hold auditions.
She's free, my girl. You did that.
But she isn't, is she? She's got nowhere to go. She's lost.
We didn't have a choice. That's all I'm saying. Most of them were traitors to the Republic.
Exactly. We did the right thing.
What were we supposed to do? Kick back and wait for the mob?
Mate, oh no, you've been saying it for over an hour.
Chaps?
Fulvia will get it sorted, yeah?
Chaps?
By now, that list will have found its way to the best professional killers in Rome. So just relax and...
Chaps!
What is it?
Probably nothing. Only I've just been looking at my papers.
You really can't barge in here without...
Caesar, I claim the bounty on Habitus, who now lies dead.
That was quick.
I come bearing his head as proof of my success.
Oh!
We'd have taken your word for it, you know. At least keep it off the carpet. It's dripping.
Wait, Habitus? Did you say Habitus?
I
never had a problem with Habitus, did you?
No.
You?
Quite the contrary.
He's not on the list.
He is. I checked the name twice.
I don't understand. It was a list, a short list, 12 names.
Like...
This one?
What? But what list?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. My birthday party. The list of invites. It isn't here.
You mean we sent the wrong list?
Yes.
To the assassins?
Yes.
Well, how many names were on it?
Lepidus.
300. And their plus ones.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardo. This episode was written by Grace Knight. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Annie Fitch, Meg McKellar, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Benjamin Garrison, Andy Seacombe, Sarah Lambie, Aaron Lewis Cadogan, and Sarah Arga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.